is a minhag that many people have on the night of the Seder at the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, right after eating the matzah and the maror and the karet, that people eat an egg, and they often dip it in salt water and eat this egg. This is a minhag that's quoted in the Ramah. The Ramah in Siman Tavayin Vav, Sif Beis, says, Nogim b'ktas mekomos lechol b'su'uda beitzim, zecher la'avelus, that there's a minhag in certain places that they eat at the su'uda eggs as a zecher ta'avelus. So the Ramah says, and I'll tell you why, v'nirli atam mishum shalel tishbav nikba b'lel Pesach. He says one reason that we eat eggs is because Lel Tisha B'Av is always going to follow the same night as the first night of Pesach, so we're foreshadowing Tisha B'Av already on the night of the Seder, and Beitz and eggs are considered a Meichel Avelim, so we eat this Meichel Avelus to remind us of the fact that Tisha B'Av is on the same night as Seder. That's one of the explanations, if you recall, that we mentioned of why people wear a kittel. They also say it relates somehow to Avelus, because a kittel is what a person is buried in, so it also somehow relates, it's like the shrouds of that a person is buried in, so it also relates to that Indian of Avelus. It's a little bit odd that we have this highlight of Avelus on a night that's supposed to be a celebratory night, that we have Dalet Kosos, and we have this great celebration of Yetzias Mitzrayim, but that's what the Ramah says. And then he says, Va'od Zecher L'Churban, Shayim Makrivin Karban Pesach. Also, it's a Zecher L'Churban, because there used to be Makriv, a Karban Pesach, and we're being misabel about the fact that we're no longer Makriv, a Karban Pesach. This is something that we've pointed out several times already, that the Yom Tov, as we celebrate it, is a shell of itself. It is not, the way we celebrate it is missing the most important component of the entire Yom Tov, which is the Karban Pesach. So we should realize that, and we should highlight that point, that with that, what we have is not everything. That is the minhag that the Ramah quotes. But then he says, "V'yesh nogin shalol lechol shum tibul b'layla, rak shnei tibulim shosam seder." That some say you shouldn't do any other dipping except for the two that we're supposed to do as part of the seder, the maror and the charoses, and etc. The karpas, and that's it. But no other tibul should be done. And this might be a problem to do an extra tibul if you're dipping in something. That's just a separate issue other than the minhag of eating eggs. L'chara, those are two separate things. You have this minhag to eat eggs, and a person should avoid doing extra dippings. Now we're going to see that they may connect in some way. So first of all, the reasons that Ramah gave, are they the only reasons? The Ramah gave the two reasons that we do it as Zecher Avelus, and because Lel Tishbav is Nikva on the Lel HaSeder. In the Siach Yitzchak, the Sefer Siach Yitzchak, he says that the reason why we have Simani Avelus is Shulolovili Deschok V'Kalas Rosh, we shouldn't let the Simcha get out of hand. It could lead to Kalas Rosh because of all the great Simcha that we have. Very similar to the minhag of breaking a glass under the chuppah. That just as things are about to get too exciting after a great celebration, or about to lead into a great celebration, so we want to make sure that we bring things down a little bit, so we take an expensive glass and we break the glass. Somehow that turned into breaking a light bulb that we don't even know who owns it, and no one feels the loss at all, and everyone screams Mazel Tov. But originally, that's what Tosfos Maseches Brachos writes, that originally that minhag was in order to bring down the simcha, because there are certain situations that a person is in where it's likely that the schok and kalas rosh is going to get out of hand, so we try to bring it down a little bit. And the night of the Seder is one of those occasions. In the Haggadah Chaim LaRosh, quoted here in the Sefer Sukkos Chaim, he says that b'Mitzrayim is'ablu al hatzoros hagdolos v'nichama makadosh baruch hu. That in Mitzrayim we were misabel about the terrible tzaros we were going through, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is menachim us. So how are you menachim avelim? You're menachim avelim by feeding them eggs. That's the suda you give to the avel. So he says that's why we're misakein to dafki eat eggs, not as a sign of avelus per se, but as a sign of nechama, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being menachim us from all the tzaros that we suffered in Mitzrayim. Sefer V'Yagid Moshe quotes another reason. He says b'shem the maruk tzia, a different reason b'shem Rabbi Yaakov Emden in Maruk Tzia, because b'nisan asidun lihigael and b'pesach yibana beis hamikdash, and therefore we should do a zecher to the avelus, that because any door that the beis hamikdash is not rebuilt, it's ki'ilu, it's necharav in our generation, so we want to remember that the beis hamikdash is still not rebuilt, and that's why, not because of Tisha B'Av per se, but because each Nisan, when the beis hamikdash is supposed to be rebuilt and it still hasn't been, that's a sobering reminder of the trouble that Klal Yisrael faces by not having a Beis HaMikdash. I once saw, I don't remember where, but I once saw someone explain that the idea of the egg is that Klal Yisrael's Geula is interesting, the Geula from Mitzrayim, in that it's only partial. That we get out of Mitzrayim, but then we have to suffer more Galuyos till we have a Geula Shlema. That wasn't a Geula Shlema yet. It was the beginning of a Geula, but the Geula Shlema is going to happen at a much later date. Some said maybe that's the symbolism of the egg. That the when a bird gives birth, it gives birth to an egg. And then the egg, at a later point, hatches and a baby chick comes out of it. So it's whereas a normal animal or human being, when it gives birth, a baby just comes out. It's a birth, and that's it. So it's a two-step process. You need the first step in order to get to the second step. So the celebration of Geulas Mitzrayim is a celebration of like the laying of an egg, where it's the first step in a process that's ultimately going to lead to a Geulas Shleima, and maybe that's the symbolism of the egg. The final idea of why the egg, the Gra writes, is quoted in Maisa Rav HaShalim, Simen Kuf Tzadi Aleph, that it has nothing to do with Avelus. It says, Chas V'Shalom, Avelus Tishbav, we're going to start talking about in Yontif. You're not allowed to be Mesabel on Yontif. Why would we get into Avelus on Yontif? He says, no, this is a Zecher to the Karban Chagiga, that the Karban Chagiga was eaten on Pesach together with the Karban Pesach, or before the Karban Pesach. So we have the matzah that we eat Zecher to Pesach, the Afikomen, and the egg is a Zecher to the Karban Chagiga. This idea is quoted in the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tav Ayin Zayin, Sifkat and Yud Aleph as well. That's the Shitas Hagra. Now the Beis Halevi says, wait a second, everyone else before the Gra held that it's about Avelus. Avelus of this, Avelus of that, whatever, some sort of Avelus. But the Gra says it can't be Avelus because how could you possibly be Misabel on Pesach? How do we answer that question? Meaning, what does everybody else say? It's a pretty stark atayna, no? That you can't have Avelus on Pesach. What are we doing with Avelus? So says the Beis Halevi, Ala Torah, and Parshas Bo, Perik Yud Beis, Pasuk Mem Beis, to be Miyashiv Diskasha, says, Lel Shimurim Ula Hashem, Hu Alayla Azel Hashem, Shimurim L'Bnei Yisrael. Quotes a Medrash. Ba'olam Azeh Aslam Nisim B'Layla. In Olam Azeh, Nisim happened for Klal Yisrael at nighttime, because Olam Azeh is Dome to Laila, but Las Lavo Nisim are going to happen during the daytime, to symbolize a kiyum to the Nes. And he says that's why the Geulas Be'emtza Laila is a simon to the fact that we're still stuck in Golas. We still need to be Mashal L'Cheshbon. We got out after 210 years. We were supposed to be there for 400 years. The Golas is not over yet. And that's why we celebrate this Yitzias Mitzrayim at night, not during the day, because it's still in the Zman of Choshech. It was caught in the middle of the Golus. The Golus is not over yet. So he says, Lel, the reason that the Medrash explains in the Medrash in Eicha, that on Lel Tishbav is always going to be Chal, the night of the Seder, and it's to highlight this point, that the Geula of Pesach is not a complete Geula. We still need Tishbav. We still need to be Mesabel. We don't yet have a Geula Shlema. And he says, but that's also a great chizuk for us, because we know that the Bris Ben Absarim hasn't been fulfilled yet. Hashem promised that we're going to have a Geula, and we didn't have a Geula. We had a partial Geula. So by reminding ourselves of Lel Tishbav, of the fact that there's still a Tishbav to observe, it's a chizuk to know that even though right now we're in Galus, there's going to be a time where this Geula is going to be complete. So he says that, according to this, says the Beis Halevi, the Kasha of the Gra is not a Kasha. Demarin demi Geula zu shaysa be'emtza zman, samach Lel Tishbav. It's from this Geula that came prematurely that Lel Tishbav came about. Uba lechazek leva adam. Shekola avtachos nemra al biyasa Mashiach. All the promises we have about Geula, that's from Biyas HaMashiach, hasn't yet happened. But that is how the Beis Halevi deals with the Gra's issue. Some Sofer in his Drashos writes that the Minhag of Aseinu B'Mitzrayim already was to have a certain sense of Avelus on the first night of Pesach. He says that a lot of bad things happened on that night. He says that was the night Nilka Chasara El Paro, Bo Amad Yaakov Vnei Paro Brit Tol Mitzrayim, Bo Hischel Koshi Hashibud. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Moshe Rabbeinu Rosh Chodesh Nisan by the Sneh, and he came to Paro, so it was around that time of year also, during Chodesh Nisan, where Paro made the Avodah even harder, where he made the work even harder. So says the Chassam Sofer, Al-Fiyon Yis Daiti, El Sha'ata Nepach L'Sasa L'Simcha. V'nirli lasi stam shakum beitza b'lal Pesach zecher le'evel hanal. That in Mitzrayim they used to be sitting in Avelus around this time of year. So we're remembering Maslu b'gnosum sayim b'shevach. We're remembering how they used to be in Mitzrayim, how they used to behave in Mitzrayim. That it was a time of Avelus this time of year, but now that Avelus has turned l'sasim l'simcha. The Prima Gadim suggests a little different. Prima Gadim says that we know it says in Parsha told us that Esav sold the Bechorah to Yaakov during the Avelus of Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu died on Erev Pesach, the Medrash says, and that's why we eat Beitzim Zech LaAvelus. Yaakov prepared for Esav Nizid Velechem Matzah, and he gave it to Esav. That's how the Medrash says. So we do a zecher to the Seudas Havra and the Misa of Avram Avinu, which was an Erev Pesach. And Yaakov Avinu prepared that Seudas Havra of Lechem Nizid Adashim. So we also eat a Meichel of Avelus to remember the Seudas Havra for Avram Avinu. And that carries a silver lining in it also. Because that's what led to that Seuda, is what led to Yaakov getting the Bechorah, is what led to Yaakov being Ki B'Yitzchok Yikari L'Chazera V'lo Kol Yitzchok. Only Yaakov is called the Zera Avram. So the creation of Am Yisrael came about because of that Achilas Beitza, that Sudas Avram of Avram Avinu. Mishmura writes, therefore, Lefi Zen Nira, the Yahadu Lechol Gambel El Alephol Sebeitza Sha'al Haka'ara, the Shar Beitzim Sholchonu Mishum Shanishtar Ve'Vaminan. Mishmura says, so which Beitza are you supposed to eat? You're supposed to eat the Beitza that's on the Ka'ara, not other eggs. The fact that we eat other eggs, that's just because people had a minute to eat eggs, so they didn't know what to do with themselves, so they started eating all sorts of eggs. But really, it should be the egg on the Ka'ara. Why? So, l'chora, it depends which sheet you hold. Like, if you hold that it's a zecher l'chagiga like the Gra, yeah, that makes plenty of sense. The egg on the Ka'ara is the zecher l'chagiga. But if you hold it's a din of Avelus, so then it shouldn't be the egg on the Ka'ara. In fact, Marmor Mordechai says, Dafka, don't eat the egg on the Ka'ara. That's a zecher l'chagiga. You should eat the other eggs, which is supposed to be for a sense of Avelus. So this is a machlokas haposkim ad hayom, whether you should be makbid dafka to eat the egg on the Ka'ara or not to eat the egg on the Ka'ara. Taz writes, you what you should make sure is that the egg is cooked, not roasted, because you're not supposed to eat tzli b'leilei Pesach. You're not supposed to eat roasted foods on the night of the Seder, so you make sure that it's cooked and that it's not roasted. And Leket Yosher, he says it should be cold, it should be hard, like a minig of Avelus, because if it's too tasty, too soft and warm, so then it's not a minig of Avelus, so you want it to be like Avelus. The Chayyadim just points out, by this point in the Seder, when they're giving out the eggs, people are very often hungry. It's their first bit of real food, other than matzah that they stuff their faces with. It's the first bit of real food all day. So people are very often hungry. And, you know, egg and salt water is not so bad. It tastes pretty good, eggs with a little bit of salt. So when people are hungry, they often will want to eat more than one. He says, bad idea to eat more than one. By the time you get to the Afikoman, you're not going to be able to eat anything, and then you're going to be stuffed, and it's going to be achilagasa. So don't eat more than one. You really have to pace yourself on the night of the Seder. That's what the Chayyadam points out. It's quoted in the Mishnah Berurah. Sharetzion just adds, according to the reason of the Gra, that it's a zecher l'chagiga, then certainly it's only one egg, because it's only the egg that's on the Ka'ara. It's not any other egg. Last thing, the Ramah writes in Tavayin Vav, that, like we pointed out before, that people are only supposed to do two tibulin. So you're only supposed to do two dippings on the night of the Seder. So a lot of people wonder, how are we allowed to dip the egg in salt water? Isn't that another tibul? Isn't that another dipping? So that's a good kasha. Unclear where this minag came from. And some of the acharim suggest maybe you should pour the salt water over the egg, or maybe if you hold it in a spoon instead of dipping it directly by hand, maybe that's not kederech tibul, that's not a normal way of being of dipping something, and maybe that therefore makes it better. The Kavachayim points out that based on the Gra's reason that it's a zecher l'chagiga, some have the minag to say while they eat the beitza zecher l'karban chagiga. You should not say Zecher LaAvelus, Kav Chaim says, because that's Darkei Amori to say Zecher LaAvelus. But Zecher LaKarban Chagiga, you can say. What you have to be careful not to say, as we discussed, is LaKarban Chagiga. If anything, it says Zecher LaKarban Chagiga. Okay, that's a little bit about the minhag of eating eggs on the night of the Seder.